prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here at Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. Hey, Frank, you ready? My magical engineer over there. I know. Super late today. I'm sorry, Frank. He says he's getting used to it. I don't mean to be late. It's just a lot of things going on. And anyway, we got a great show. If you want to be empowered, that's why you're here. And so we're going to be talking about what echinacea can do for you. Echinacea root is very, very powerful. And, you know, a lot of folklore about it. But what is medical science saying about it? We're going to get into that. And we have our quack report, which is brief today, Frank. Mind you that. But before we get into all that good stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. Today's devotional puts us in 1 Corinthians 15. And it says, but thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And Revelations 21 says, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Should be children of God. If you want to be a child of God, you got to get into the Word of God. You got to seek the Lord's face and mind the time it grows short, because there'll be coming a day when that invitation expires. And you don't want to be caught unawares. So you'll never, never regret spending time talking with the Lord. It's amazing how it makes you feel. Really good. So get in that Word of God, because Jesus is the only way to salvation. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay. First and last, but not least. Remember we talked about a while back, Frank, we talked about drug shortages, and they kind of crop up periodically. A lot of emergency room docs are like without a lot of heart meds, pain meds, stuff like that. But here is a report that Adderall shortage is, now you go to the CDC website, they have a whole thing on what drugs are in short supply, and that list keeps getting longer. So Adderall is a stimulant prescription drug, usually prescribed for people with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which, you know, shows symptoms usually. They say it starts in childhood. And its predominant symptoms are inattentiveness and hyperactivity. So they give these people this drug. So there's been a rise in demand for this medication, which has triggered a shortage of the drug. It's raising fears that some people can't get the medications they're relying on, and others also could be misdiagnosed because there's no medication to give you. Now, some are experiencing stimulant withdrawal symptoms because they can't get the meds. Others are turning to unregulated dealers to replace their prescriptions with other forms like illegal substances, dangerous drugs, which I don't recommend they do. 41.4 million Americans are taking Adderall drug prescription. That's a lot of people, you know. So mind you there, you may want to find other avenues that are safer if you can't get prescription drugs like this on any type of metabolic controlling medication. I've been warning people about this. They may wake up one day and they can't get the medication they are taking lifelong. And then what do they do? What do you do? What is that thing, that saying? It's you learn to shoot the gun before the war. Yeah, you don't want to learn then. You want to learn before. Find out what your options are and have them on hand. For sure. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. All right. It's been a rainy, dreary couple of days here in North Carolina. I don't like this. It reminds me of Seattle, you know. You ever been to Seattle? I know you have, Frank. Seattle, Washington. Oh, what about, I mean, Oregon's got sun, but you're close to California. But, ooh, Washington State. I couldn't live there. There's a lot of depression there because of the weather. Not enough sun. Anyway, it just reminds me of it.
And so if you got that seasonal affective disorder, the SAD, full spectrum light bulbs will perk you up. I have a family member that has SAD, and that's what they did. They went down to the drugstore and they got you, or the whole, they went down to the hardware store, excuse me, and they got some full spectrum light bulbs. Now these are bulbs that have the light blue powder coating on them, and it just simulates sunlight. So, kind of lifts your mood. Put it in the house. Just put them in all your lights, and you'll just perk right up. All right, we're going to talk about echinacea, what it can do for you. We've been talking about echinacea for, what, over 20 years here on the show, Frank? But, you know, a lot of all the folklore aside, and, you know, whatever I'm saying, what does medical science say about it? You know, a lot of people really respect medical science, so we're going to check this out. So medical doctors really don't think much of herbs. They're not trained in them, so they don't know much about them. And in particular, they don't really know much about herbs that can help your immune system to speed recovery of an illness. So echinacea is one such plant that is known in the natural health areas to be an herb to shorten the duration of illness by assisting your immune system, okay, works with your immune system. Now, medical science has looked into this herb, this plant, and several studies have been published on it. So let's take a look and see what medical science is saying. Well, there's a couple of studies we're going to highlight here in the show. This is a study in April 2008. National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology reported on how echinacea influences the human immune system cells, including the adaptive immune system cells. And we've talked about adaptive cells. They are the cells that kind of grab a previous antibody and adapt it for the new pathogen because it's somewhat similar, but maybe mutated. And wham, bam, thank you, man, we got an antibody just like that. And they tested echinacea extracts in this study, and they used different varieties of echinacea. They used echinacea purpurea, they used echinacea angustifolia, and echinacea pallida. And pallida is a echinacea plant that has a very light pink flower on the plant, whereas the other ones are deep purple and pink, so it's just a paler flower. Now, they acknowledge that echinacea has been used for centuries as a medicinal, and they wanted to find the medical components, the medicinal components in this plant that influence your immune system. That's right. And you know what they want to do? They want to make a drug out of it. But you already have echinacea, see? So they found that each variety offered broad immune modulating properties, although the three varieties delivered similar immune support function, but in different percentages of biological function. So one variety may help the immune system make more lymphocytes, while another may help it make more killer T cells or your antibodies, macrophages. So a little similar action, but in different ways. So they also found echinacea to inhibit tumors and cause necrosis of the tumors in mice. So, interesting. Here's a quote from the study. They say, our research shows that these three echinacea varieties show that the plant offers wide-spectrum immunomodular action for both innate and adaptive immune response cells. We also found that echinacea angustifolia and pallida have additional anti-inflammatory action, end of quote. Now, what is also important is an immune system stimulant herb like echinacea does not cause what is called a cytokine storm or risk. You've heard this expression, you know, people dying from cytokine storms where the immune system goes haywire, a lot of inflammation, and people, they can't stop it, drugs can't stop it. Well, it's important to know that the echinacea can stimulate the immune system antibodies, but it doesn't cause cytokine risk, and it won't suppress what is called IL-6 cells that normally can transmit to a cytokine storm. So it suppresses those cells and keeps the inflammation down. So echinacea does not inhibit immune system cells, but supports them. It's a balance, see. Here's another quote from the study. They say, in conclusion, our study using three different species of echinacea have proven them to be effective immunomodulators, which means they are working with your immune system directly, and they say on a very complex scale. Well, your immune system's complex. They don't know everything there is to know about it. So here's what they found. Your echinacea stimulates multiple modulating effects on the immune system function, and echinacea stimulates non-specific innate and adaptogen immune system cells. Echinacea possesses an immune modulating effect on the immune system, and it also offers a very robust immune system response. Oh, I like that word, robust. Strong. Powerful. Right? It's there for you. Last quote from the study on this one, it says, to our knowledge, this is the first study that demonstrates the relevance of echinacea's immune-enhancing effects. The relevance. Oh, such a pretty word. Oh, yeah. So, vindicated. End of story. Echinacea's been vindicated right there. But here, let's go to the PubMed study. This was a September 2003 study. It looked at the immune system influence of echinacea, ginseng, and astragalus root. Ooh. They talked about the traditional herbal medicine lore that such remedies strengthen the body's resistance to disease. And the research also mentioned interest in maybe cancer patents. Cancer patents. Why do you suppose that is? Here's a quote from the study, PubMed. They said, numerous clinical trials have been carried out on echinacea preparations, and it appears the extracts shorten the duration and severity of colds and other types of respiratory infections. End of quote. So your extracts are your tinctures, your liquids. They're going to be the most potent. Now, they mentioned the ginseng as being studied as anti-fatigue, an anti-fatigue agent. But, you know, it really hasn't been studied as an agent for an immune system function. So this is what they were looking at. So their preclinical work showed the ginseng offers immune-stimulating activity. And the report states that astragalus root is the least studied agent in science, but preclinical work shows it offers intriguing immune activity. Intriguing. Well, here's what I know about these plants. Ginseng is one of those lovely herbs you can pair with other herbs and magnify their power. And astragalus root can do the same, especially certain herbs like dandelion and dandelion. According to Windsor Medical University's research, helps kill cancer cells. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to throw the kitchen sink at cancer, dandelion, astragalus root, ginseng, echinacea, go for it. Here's a quote from the study. Echinacea, ginseng, and astragalus have satisfactory safety profiles, and cancer patients may want to use these botanicals to inhibit tumor growth and to boost resistance to infection. Yeah. Well, and then there was the common cold study. Now, this was March 2011. The National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, they looked at echinacea to be used against the common cold. And this was a randomized control study, and they used extracts of echinacea purpurea root and angustifolia root tablets with placebo tablets as well. Now, volunteers were between the ages of 12 to 80 with new onset symptoms of your common cold. Although the herb tablets tend to be less potent than extracts, we really don't know. We really don't know what the doses they were using in the study. We just know that they were using certain forms of the herb. However, the herbs still shortened the duration of illness in the study. So we don't know how much they were taking and how often they were taking it. Here's a quote from the study. We observed shorter illness duration and lower severity of symptoms in the group using the herb tablets and the extracts. So, yeah. So it's there. Science knows it works. Now you know it works. If you've used it, you know it works. Now the UK had a study as well. Interesting enough. Cancer research of the UK looked at echinacea in regards to treating cancer and stated there were no studies using echinacea for cancer. Okay. They also stated that the reason they were looking into echinacea is that it was the most widely used herb for cancer in an American survey. And they also stated that laboratory and animal studies of echinacea provided evidence that echinacea stimulates immune cells and prevents inflammation. And they wanted a human clinical trial to prove it. There most likely won't be any published work using echinacea or other herbs to prevent the spread or to cure cancer. Okay. This type of information is usually suppressed. It's never really published for doctors and patients to know about. And if the plants are worthless against cancer, a human clinical trial would prove that point, but they're not going to do a trial. That's why there's really no trials, because they don't want to prove it works. So as we have seen, it can be mentioned as a side note in studies that it seems to prevent the spread of tumors and kills them, but no study to specifically set out to confirm that it's being done or published. So cancer is a big money maker for the medical and drug corporation, and inexpensive cures is really not the gold of your medical complex. Medical science is that they're there to make money, and you know, selling you herbs that you know, God made and can't be patented. Not their goal. It's not their goal. So there's plenty of plants out there and solutions to things, but it's withheld, typically. It's, you know, suppressed and withheld. So the Hoxie, remember the Hoxie cancer clinic that was in America? And they got run out of here on a rail and they had to go to Mexico. Because, you know, and that's what you find a lot of times, you know, reading journals from people that, you know, were doing really good work with some natural things. And it just offended people that were trying to sell expensive things that really didn't work. And it caused a lot of friction and conflict. So people have gone to jail, you know, for... helping. I can remember one of my professors telling me a story that he got a call from a doctor who I think he may have been an oncologist. I'm trying to think. He may have been. I can't say for sure. And the oncologist or this doctor said that he had a family member he wanted to send over who had cervical cancer, and he wanted her to make her more comfortable as she passed away with the disease. He said, okay, sure, send her over. So the woman could barely walk. She was supported by two family members. Her cancer was so bad. And so he got a look at her, and he said, well, yeah, we can make you more comfortable, or if you want, we can get rid of the cancer. What do you want to do? Well, she didn't know that that could be possible. So she said, oh, yeah, let's get rid of this. So they went to work, and they worked for weeks, months, if you will, several months. And when she would come back in after a couple of months of working with the herbalist, she was walking in on her under her own power at that point. And he gets a call from the doctor who referred this lady. And he gets a railing. He gets yelled at for sure. The doctor, in a nutshell, was pretty much saying, "I told you to make her more comfortable, not cure her cancer." unbelievable, right? Of course, I'm so proud of my herbal professor who said, hey, I'm not here to support your ego. I'm here to help people. You know? Well, don't you know, it wasn't long before someone broke into his house in the middle of the night. And they hauled him off blindfolded and interrogated him somewhere. And they pretty much threatened him and said, you will shut down your clinic and not operate anymore, or your two-year-old son will not have a third-year-old birthday. Pretty much the threat. Unbelievable, unbelievable. Of course, he took that threat as being pretty real, and so he closed his clinic. And he went back to teaching. But that's how it is. See, when you step on the you know, petticoats of people and, you know, positions of keeping the golden goose alive without really helping people. Sad, but true. But anyway, shared that with you. Things happen out there. And we all can have well-placed hope, though, in our medicinal plants, because God has created these plants to assist us in being well. That's what he did. So there is a bit of mystery to God's plants. And really, science can't seem to crack the code on many of these plants, including your favorite one, garlic, Frank. Garlic's very complex, you know? And its cousin, the onion, layers of the onion. Very complex herbs. Great for colds and flu bugs, absolutely. All this medicinal knowledge down through the centuries, you know, you don't pass on what doesn't work. You don't pass, see the mothers would have herb gardens in America, you know, the founding of America, and they would pass on the knowledge to the daughters because they were the doctor moms of the house. And so they would have their herb garden and they would make their medicinal properties and products and heal their family members. So you don't pass on to your daughter what doesn't work. See, you just don't. I know using herbs, it's changed my life, and I'm the better for it. It's given me a lot of confidence. There's really no reason to be fearful of plagues, to be honest. And to learn more, if you want to learn more, to boost your immunity, protect your organs from toxins, to strengthen your metabolism, call Apothecary Herbs. They educate you along the way with the product line that they have. A lot of info sheets come with everything. So educated consumer is the best customer kind of thing. So the Apothecary Herbs, you can give a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., call 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972, or visit them online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Oh, by the way, they're having their Veterans Day sale. 25% off orders of $50 or more. Use coupon VETDAY22 online over the phone or on your mail order form. But there are some restrictions apply, and it expires on Wednesday, the 11th of November, so it's coming up. So, you know, for best selection, order early. That's what I say. Get those products handy. Oh, we're long in this break, so I'm going to take a break and be right back with more.
Bought a coconut, he bought it for a dime. His sister had another one, she baited for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, to relieve this bellyache. I said, put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called your doctor, woke him up, said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, do you believe his belly ache? I said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take?
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663 for international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
to developing kidney stones, nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
That's retro. Thank you, Frank. Bouncy too. Thanks for getting it. All right, we're gonna talk about the beetroot. I get lots of calls about blood disorders and stuff, and I've mentioned this before. You probably remember I've said that a lot of internal medicine issues is a lack of minerals, and one thing that highlights that more than anything is having some issues with our blood system. So we're going to talk about beetroots because beets, highly mineralized, and they can reboot the blood system in 24 hours. That's amazing. It'll look like you had a blood transfusion when you didn't, which will totally blow any internal medicine physician's mind. Yeah. I mean, I've had doctors say, really? And then they get sarcastic and they say stuff like, well, truly, my medical education has been incomplete. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, it is. But, hey, two different philosophies. You got, you know, allopathic medicine, you got natural medicine. They're two different philosophies of wellness. So, ancient Rome, they knew about the power of beet. Yes, they did. Of course, you know, it was also written about as being an aphrodisiac, symbol of love. But the sweet taste of the beetroot was considered a perfect food in Rome. 19th century Europeans also developed the sugar beet, still used as a sweetener for baking. So the beetroot, it has really evolved from what experts call an ancient wild sea beet. So we're going to look at it. Nutritional profile is amazing on beets. Has many nutritional elements to it. According to nutritionalists, beets have beta carotene to help stimulate your skin to defy aging. It is also believed that it's got a lot of silicone in it. This is an element of the beetroot, strengthens your skin, helps it resist wrinkles, and also prevents sagging skin, promotes healthy looking hair as well. So beets also have magnesium, sodium, potassium, vitamin C, can help advance our bodies in the ability to detoxify, to lower the bad cholesterol that we have, to help prevent cancer cells. And this is probably why the beauty industry adds a lot of beets to their skincare product line. Yeah. So let's look at how beets help us internally. So the benefits of eating beets, we can glean some full benefits here. It helps us get this, manage our weight better. If you want help managing weight, beets may assist you. So beets have been declared a slimming food, and they have one of the highest sugar contents of any vegetable, which can be juiced or even added to citrus or other vegetable juices, and it sweetens it automatically. So if you're diabetic, you might want to remember it's got a sugar level in it. So beets tend to satisfy the sweet tooth in everybody without even causing guilt, if you will, and calorie counting. So beets are low in fat and calories, and they also are low in carbohydrates, and they do affect the blood glucose levels. It helps to stabilize blood sugar levels, but you don't want to overdo beets, okay, because overdo beets, you can swing in the other way with your sugar levels. Now, according to Mark Killick, he's a nutritionalist, he says beets contain a few important components or compounds called betaine and methylonin, and these compounds support liver detoxification and prevent the accumulation of toxins and fats from forming in the liver, and helps to the body to have a better rest period. You know, when you go to bed and you sleep at night, apparently it improves that rest period. So this is how beets help you with your weight management issues. And so your metabolism, even at rest, is better. So what's even more impressive is that the nutrients in beets help prevent that tired, sluggish feeling that we can get because of the vitamin B in it, the folate. It helps the nervous system out. So if you have issues with you want to stabilize mood swings, the folate in the beetroot helps. So if you have digestive problems, the beets are water-soluble fiber, and they help preserve the good flora in the digestive tract, and it prevents colon cancer and lowers the bad LDL cholesterol level. So if you want to skip the colonoscopies and other things, you know, look after yourself. Give the body some nutrition so it can, you know, be well. So there was a study now in the UK which suggested your beetroot juice helps to boost metabolism and stamina. So according to the study from the University of Exeter, and this was the Peninsula Medical School, they're saying your beetroot helps you exercise 16% longer by lowering the nitrate and reducing your oxygen uptake to make exercise less tiring. So this was new research, and it was expected to change a lot of athletic training camp regimens and also healthcare of the elderly, for sure. So there is a high potential that a lot of this research can improve the health of those that maybe suffer from cardiovascular and respiratory-type diseases. A lot of that research was in the Medical News Today journal. And in their study, they had 8 men between the ages of 19 and 38. They were given 500 milliliters of organic beetroot juice every day for 6 consecutive days during cycling and other exercise tests. Then they were tested after being given a placebo, and when the group drank beetroot juice, they were able to cycle an average of 11.25 minutes and 92 seconds longer than when they were taking the placebo. So this is a 2% difference, and when taking the beetroot juice, the men had a lower resting blood pressure. So the study appeared in the Journal of Applied Physiology. And the study shows some of the previous studies that were done by the Barts of London School of Medicine and Peninsula Medical School. They were published in the 2008 American Heart Association Journal for Hypertension. And they were saying how wonderful beetroot juice helped reduce blood pressure. Yeah. Beetroot juice. It's great for the cardio, the blood system. And now in Germany, there were these several studies that were done, and they proved, again, beetroot extract showed potential for cancer. They said cancerous growths when you had beetroot juice. You took it every day. The cancer, it was like a cancer preventative. Isn't that something? This was also, get this, they've known about beetroot juice as an anti-cancer food for a long time. It was published in 1983 and 1951, and get this, in 1919. And that was way back when we had medical schools that taught our physicians about nutrition and how to heal patients with nutrition. So the nutrition and the antioxidants, the flavonoids, the ascorbic acid, the natural iron, the oxygenate, they all oxygenate the cancer cells and it destroys the cancer cells. Isn't that lovely? Beetroot. So what does all this mean? Well, the study is saying there's a lot of secrets to our beetroot that haven't been exposed to the population yet. And researchers are not sure what exactly causes the nitrate in the body to drop and boost your stamina. They're just not sure how that's working. So they speculate, though, the nitrate turns into a nitric oxide, thereby reducing the oxygen requirement during exercise. So your cells don't require as much. Your muscles don't require as much, but you're still putting out great gain. Now, according to Professor Andy Jones, he's the co-author of the study, he says, we are amazed by the effects of beetroot juice on oxygen uptake because these effects cannot be achieved by any other known means, including training. Training plus beetroot equals a win. So one other thing you also want to know about is a lot of medical science has discovered that beetroot juice, it contains some natural vitamin B, which is excellent for anemia and cancer patients. Beetroot juice has the ability to rebuild the blood system, like I said, in just 24 hours. However, the secret is to use your raw beets. Don't cook them. And you want to juice them. And you just want the juice, not the fiber. So if you have blood pressure issues, maybe drink some beetroot juice and reduce the blood pressure within, let's say, an hour. See? And the whole thing is, you know, if you've got anemia, you got blood issues, platelet issues, you got blood issues, okay? Blood cells are off, whatever. White blood cells, red blood cells, they're off. Well, the bones and the bone marrow inside the bones manufacture your blood cells. So they're making blood cells all the time. Red blood cells can last a few days. The white blood cells, like your antibodies, they last a day. So your body's always manufacturing blood. So you have to have healthy bone marrow to make blood. And that's, you know, and that's why they look at blood, bone marrow transfusions and all that stuff. And I'm like, well, it's the minerals. The bones lack the minerals to help make the blood. See? So there's a lack of minerals, and also calcium, and plant-based calcium is what I look at and I bet the farm on for rebuilding bone, for sure. So if bone health's an issue, look at that. We've talked about that before in the show. Archives, go find the show. or you can just, you know, look at the plant-based calcium liquid at thepowerherbs.com. Now, if you're out on thepowerherbs.com, they do put the beetroot in their body foundation food mix, which is a powder you add to juice, water, smoothies, and it's your mineral, vitamin, amino acid, plant protein supplement. Basically, you just drink it down, and it's water-soluble. It's in the system in 60 seconds working, so there's nothing really to have to digest, and you will feel amazing. When you have the nutrition flooding into that body like that, amen. Guy gets all the credit for his chemistry in plants. So here's what herbalists know. modern medicine basically has been tapping into some natural things lately. They're trying to discover some of the healing benefits that herbalists know. Beetroot juice is really an excellent. Every organ of the human body can utilize that. And if you need to perk up, let's say, your gallbladder, your liver, the bowel, or your lymphatic system, well, beetroot juice is on the list, okay? So those of you suffering, let's say, from irritable bowel syndrome, or maybe you're bran intolerant, drink some water-soluble, fibrous, you don't have the fiber if you're drinking the juice, but it's water-soluble beetroot, and it'll be amazing to you. So the beetroot, you can throw in the greens. Yeah, you can juice the greens. That'll be fine if you want to throw them in. And by the way, they have shown that beetroot greens have a special source of nutrition that combats the aging process because they have anti-aging pigments and antioxidants, and they have vitamin P as in Paul, which strengthens the immune system, strengthens joint structures and your vascular system. So beet greens also contain natural calcium, iron, potassium, vitamin A and C for the cardiovascular system. So the younger the beetroot, the more it will contain nutritional elements. So try to get fresh young beetroots if you're going to juice them. And people say, well, how do you juice them? Well, get a juicer. There's lots of juicers out there, but you probably have to, like, you know, wash your beets, cut and quarter them, you know, put them in your through your juicer. If you don't have a juicer, you can use a blender. I would just put some water in the blender, and then when you start whipping the beets up, they'll make like a slushy kind of thing. Now if you're looking at juicers, what kind? I like the Champion juicer. They're very affordable and they're easy to clean, and that's important to me. I don't want to be picking pulp out of stuff. I want something easy to clean. So I like the Champion juicer. Really strong motor, will run for years and years and years. I picked one up 20 years ago and it still works. So you can buy them online, buy them anywhere. I know a lot of people say, well, I got the little ninja. Well, use what you have, if you have it. You may have to cut the beets up a little bit. And by the way, beets will stain. So wear, you know, something to protect your clothes. You don't want to get the beet juice on you. It'll stain clothing. And your counters and stuff. So you might want to put a couple towels down. But, beetroot juice is totally amazing. And it's going to be totally amazing to diabetics. And here's why. Friend of mine, diabetic. She was a retired RN, registered nurse. She saw a few things about people getting blood transfusions when she was a nurse, and she didn't want to have one, and her doctor, because she was diabetic, recommended she get one. Okay. So, of course, this woman had been on diabetic medicine since she was 16, and here she is in her 50s, right? So, She phones me up, and I said, well, I can't give medical advice, but this is what I would do, because I know beets have the minerals to help the bone marrow make the blood, and it'll be like you had a blood transfusion, but you didn't, which sounded really great to her. She didn't want to have a blood transfusion. She didn't want the complications and allergic reactions that blood transfusions can bring. So her son had a juicer. She borrows his juicer. Her husband gets her some beets. She juices the beets, and she goes, how much am I supposed to drink? Well, you're going to have to drink about a gallon within 2 days, and it'll keep for 2 days in the fridge. So juice as much as you can. Then she phones me up again, and she says, can I, like, mix it with something? And I said, yeah, it tastes a bit metallic-y because of the minerals. But, yes, you can cut it with some tomato juice or something if you want. But make sure you get the gallon in. And so then she had to go have blood drawn. And then she went back to the doctor to talk about her results. And her husband went with her. And he was a machinist. working for the airline industry, and he worked second shift, so he went with her. And he calls me up after the meeting, and he says, "Unbelievable." I said, "What happened?" "Well, the beats worked. Her blood work was superb, and the doctor thought she had a blood transfusion. And we told her she didn't have one." Of course, this didn't go over well, like a lead balloon. And beats cannot do that. Modern medicine hasn't proven any of that. And so they go, "Well, I don't know what modern medicine can prove, but I just had beats, and you see the results, so we're good. We don't need a transfusion." Yeah. So, I mean, be empowered. Be surprised. Be confident. Be bold, you know, with the nutritional elements God put in the plants that he put in there. They're designed to feed the human body. He also created. So this is all God's chemistry. He gets all the credit every day, all the time. And we didn't get this kind of information in public school, so we're having to dig through and get it ourselves. And, you know, just roll up your sleeves and, you know, you learn to brush your teeth and you learn to tie your shoes and ride your bike as a kid. You can learn to use the herbs. They're not that complicated. And the results are huge and they're long lasting. So, talk about, you know, a blood system reset using beetroot juice, which medicine doesn't get at all. Okay. So trust in God's herbs. He put them here for you and I, and they're powerful. They are truly, truly wonderful and powerful and a bit mystical because medicine can't figure out, well, how does it do that? Why do we care? It just does it, right? So this is what happened with Rockefeller when he started his petrochemical drug company. Before 1940, he went around trying to sell these drugs to practitioners, and the doctors who graduated from nutritional health schools, medical schools, said, "Why do we need that? We got this herb, we got that herb, we got this food, we got this spice. What do we need that for?" So he had to do something about that competition, which he took care of in 10 years, and then we got allopathic medical schools, and here we are today. 1940, that happened pretty much. So, bless the Lord, for he's given you some medicinal herbs to make you well, and be confident in using them. And don't forget, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, get a free product catalog, see how powerful you can be with some herbal tools and information to use them. 866-229-3663 is their number, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, if you wanted to visit them online, thepowerherbs.com. And don't forget, they're having their Veteran Day sale. It runs through this Wednesday, the 16th. You'll save 25%. Details are online, or give them a call. VetDay22 is the coupon. So I'm out of time. So the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.